Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks. And in a few minutes, we will get to some of the madness in college football over the weekend. Maybe some of our complaints with YouTube TV, because we know a lot of us are super mad about losing ESPN. And then at 7:20, we will get to Monday Night Football. Cardinals and Cowboys squaring off. We'll give you our best bets for that. But then, now it feels like this is the real test of my strength. Because over the weekend, I said, you know what? I survived an entire weekend without ABC and ESPN. But now it's Monday night, and we have Monday Night Football, and your girl is very much an NFL girl.
Yeah.
So is this when I break? Is this when I say, okay, it's time to subscribe to something else? Because clearly there is not a resolution in sight for YouTube TV and ESPN.
No, there's not going to be a resolution. I mean, one of these sides could have been a real hero this week, Chelsea, and they could have given a free trial for this brand new spanking app that they were looking for everybody to get on. And instead, they're like, here's College Game Day for free, but you got to pay to watch all the games. And you're like, oh, thank you. Wow. Awesome. Hooray. Love that for us. This might be when you break. But so here's what I did. I got a day pass to Sling TV, and it was $4.99. And I did that route because I was like, well, I don't need Sling TV all the time. You know, I need it for work, for college football, because I actually have to watch these games. Like, I can't not watch these. It's part of my job. I should probably expense this. I might need to talk to somebody about that. But I did the day pass. So if it's worth, you know, $4 or whatever, you know, let's just say you have a, you know, cash a big bet, maybe you could do the day pass to watch the Monday Night Football and then not have to worry about paying, because I think Sling TV is like $60 a month or something like that. Not worry about paying $60 a month to use it for what ends up being like 8 days. It's just more, it's a better financial decision to pay for it as you need it.
Well, here's the crazy part is you were mentioning that Sling TV doesn't even have Fox. Like,
yeah, I couldn't watch the World Series. So I still was using YouTube TV to watch that.
Because here's the problem that we ran into is that we looked into changing providers, but YouTube TV has already billed us for this month. So, like, I feel like they knew this with the timing. So it's like, okay, you can go ahead and cancel, but like, you are paying for this through November 30th. So if you change now, you will be paying for two providers. So
yeah.
I don't know where we go from here, but we already have the Disney Hulu. I think it's ESPN of some sort package. And I thought to myself, oh, great, we'll have ESPN programming. No.
No.
Like, you have to subscribe to something else.
You get 30 for 30. Yeah. You have, like, the ESPN Plus bundle. So where if you wanted to watch, like, late league soccer, you can watch that, and you can watch 30 for 30. I don't even know if they still make 30 for 30s on a regular basis. That was like a Bill Simmons thing. I think they've tried to distance themselves a little bit from that. So now, exactly, that's like what I ran into, though. If there's an ESPN Plus and an ESPN Unlimited, can you just make one? Especially if you're going to charge $30 for one of them. Like, why would you even offer the other one?
Or they need
Nobody
a package
loves 30
that's
for 30.
Like, just the games, maybe? Because here's the thing that makes me the maddest is that if this was ESPN at its peak, where everybody was watching SportsCenter, everybody was watching Around the Horn, everybody was watching E60, I wouldn't mind like paying extra because like I watch that channel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't even watch ESPN programming. Like, I watch the games, but I am not there for the Stephen A. Smith four-hour extravaganza. And that's what makes me the maddest. I wouldn't mind paying extra if I love the channel, but right now it does not feel like it's at its peak.
No. Like, I can't. I like shows. Like, I like NFL Live. I'm not paying, you know, $30 a month to watch NFL Live. I like some of the basketball shows they do. I'm not paying for that. I don't. I'm good on any of the Stephen A. Smith stuff. You're not going to find me watching that. Pat McAfee posts all of his stuff on Twitter anyway, so I'll just do that. And he has the licensing with YouTube. So if I wanted to watch Pat McAfee, which I'm not a loyal listener all the time, I would just go to YouTube for that. I'm not going to pay for it. They don't have enough quality programming to make that price justifiable outside of the games. The games are kind of worth it to me. Like I love watching the games. But you know what also sucks? You know what I learned this weekend, Chelsea? Apparently, I guess a quad box is like this industry secret because YouTube TV is the only one that can do it. Sling can't do a quad box. Even if you pay the $30 for the ESPN thing, they can't do a quad box. I'm like, you're going to upcharge us all of these different things, and you can't even do a quad box? Hell, it took 2 years for YouTube TV to make us or allow us to create our own quad box. Can't win.
Why are we being punished? Like,
capitalism.
What did sports fans do to deserve this? I don't understand, because there have been like little things over the past where we've had these disputes between YouTube TV and like, who is it, like TBS, like right before, was it Mark
and CBS Madness? And Fox, and yeah, it's like every single year.
Right. And then the other thing is that like, I love baseball, and it's wild to me that so many of these providers do not provide MLB Network, because it is so hard to find good baseball content. ESPN does not want to touch baseball with a 10-foot pole. They'll have somebody who, like, I don't know, barely follows baseball, and you can tell, and they'll read, like, three highlights from, like, the World Series. And you're like, come on, it's the World Series. We can't talk about it a little. They're like, no, it's time for Stephen A. to talk about the MVP case between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and what LeBron is doing next.
I mean, they had football players breaking down the gambling scandal because they didn't have any investigative reporters on. Like, come on, guy. I'm like, if I'm going to pay money for this, like, at least make it quality.
Give us the best. Right. Stop laying off your best reporters. So I don't know what state we are in for journalism and for ESPN, but, like, that's not what I want to spend $30 a month on one channel for. But maybe we'll be bullied into it. I don't know. But it makes me very, very sad. But we did have some good college football over the weekend. I know Jenks is probably thrilled that Texas is quietly reinserting itself back into the college football playoff conversation. Then, is this a real possibility? They beat Vanderbilt over the weekend, 34-31.
Not only is it a real possibility, they're in the driver's seat. They can get into the college football playoff, and they don't really need any help. They just have to win. That's a lot easier said than done, because they got Georgia coming up on the schedule. They got Texas A&M to close the year. Then they got Arkansas sandwiched between the two of them. So those are three big, really important games. But this entire season with a 12-team playoff in year number two, I have always felt like they're going to get a three-loss team in there, and it's going to be out of the SEC. Well, if Texas beats either Georgia or Texas A&M, they have the resume that stacks up to suggest, hey, we deserve to be that first three-loss team. A win over a top 10 Vanderbilt team, a win already over a top 10 Oklahoma team at the time in the Red River rivalry, and then Georgia's going to be top 10 when they play, and potentially, you know, top 4. Texas A&M at current standing is top 3. We'll see what they are on Tuesday when the college football playoff rankings come out, but Texas A&M is top 3. Unless they just completely get trampled over the next couple of weeks, they'll be a top 10 team. The door is very open, and it sounds crazy because we've kind of made Texas the meme of college football because Arch Manning was flexing on Sam Houston, and that was kind of really it. But he played well on Saturday. This was the best game I thought he'd played all season. Poised, made big-time throws, and that Texas defense is good. They're very much alive and well.
Well, it's crazy to me is that in college football, as long as you lose early in the season, you're not really punished for it as much, as long as there's not too many losses. Because we've seen this with, like, people are looking at the rankings and looking at Notre Dame and be like, what's their good wins this year? But they lost earlier in the season. And you could say that about Alabama. Remember when they were going viral for all of these, like, man-on-the-street interviews where ladies were like, I'm going to win the lottery and then pay the buyout so we can fire Kalen DeBoer. How'd that turn out? Now Alabama, you know, is still, you know, one of the top teams in college football. So it's one of those things where I don't know if it's our own fault as members of the media for driving some of these narratives, or if it's just like people overreacting, just because I still understand that each game is still extremely valuable when you talk about college football. But the stuff with Arch Manning, this is probably more of the realistic trajectory for a young quarterback, as opposed to what we put on him and saying, oh, he's the favorite to win the Heisman because of what, how many games he had played? You know, a few?
Like three. Yeah.
And like, right, such a small sample size. And just because of his last name, they're like, well, there's no way this kid can fail. So it's one of those things where it is totally in the realm of possibility that Texas could get better each week. And if they're in the college football playoff and their best games are still ahead of them, it wouldn't be shocking to me, you know, if they make a run. They have the talent.
This is the great part about the 12-team playoff, because in a 4-team playoff, their season's over. They lose to Ohio State, wrap it up. It's done. But you now incentivize teams to get better as the season progresses. And now you have a situation with Texas. If they get in, I don't know that a lot of people want to see them in the college football playoff as far as, you know, the opposition, because they're still an incredibly talented roster. Their defense is still incredibly fast, and they fly around the football. I know it was only a three-point game, but that was a little bit of garbage time stuff with Diego Pavia scoring late into the fourth quarter, so it really wasn't as close as the score makes it out to be. This was a really quality win for Texas, and as you mentioned, if they continue to stack and get better and better and better, like, God help us all if they beat Georgia. Yeah, Georgia looked a lot more human this weekend against Florida than I certainly thought they would have. Didn't love the smart play from Gunnar Stockton there as someone that was laying the 7.5. I mean, great football IQ there, King, but Lord have mercy. Can I get one, please, of this weekend? It was a bad weekend for me. But if they get better, if they beat Georgia, the hype that has been, you know, just completely desolate for weeks is going to come right back to the forefront. And they're not going to be in the top 12 on Tuesday, but if they beat Georgia, they got a bye week, and then they play Georgia, so it'll be a couple weeks. But if they beat Georgia, they're going to be right back in that top 12, and then Georgia might fall out of the top 12 if they lose to Texas. Fascinating stuff. I love this sport. I mean, this is crack to me. I just inject it into my veins, smack it and let it go. Like, this is how anybody does not love this sport. Is it doesn't make any sense. I mean, even your team potentially also spoiling your boy, because I have a Georgia Tech playoff ticket. But NC State coming away with a huge win over Georgia Tech. They beat the mess out of the Yellow Jackets this weekend. It was awesome to watch.
Well, this is the frustrating part about being an NC State fan, because once a year it feels like we have a game where we play out of our minds and we beat a team that's like in the top 10. And this is how Dave Doran keeps his job, because people look at this game, they're like, whoa, look at that moment of glory. How can we, you know, fire Doran and like hire Brent Key if we were ever to get him, if we lose, you know, if we beat them head to head? But it's just not a consistent thing, because NC State, you know, you look at this game, you're like, wow, they're a good team. No, they've been getting smoked the past few weeks. So it's one of those things where NC State will have this great win and then they'll come back and like lose to somebody like Boston College. So I am still not buying into NC State as a good program, but that is just me, and I am a cynic about my own program. But back to Texas, like, looking at the schedule, like, the fact that that Georgia game is on the road, that's really tough. Like, I'm not looking at that game and be like, oh, Texas is going to win that game. Honestly, I feel like that's going to be a really tough game for them, just because how resilient Georgia is. Like, they're a team that feels like they don't flinch in the fourth quarter. Like, maybe they don't cover the number. I don't know what the spread is in that game yet, but that's a tough one. I will say at least Texas gets Texas A&M at Texas. Mm-hmm. But, like, this is not an easy end to the schedule. So, like, if Texas gets in the college football playoff, they will definitely earn it.
Yes. I mean, that Georgia game, you're spot on. The thing that's impressed me the most about them is how many games they've trailed in the fourth quarter and how many times they've won. Because the Florida game is an example of this. The Ole Miss game is an example of this. The Tennessee game is an example of it. So not only are they doing this, but they're doing it against quality competition. Like, it'd be one thing if you're playing like the Citadel and you're trailing in the fourth quarter and we're like, whoa, what is happening here? But you're doing this against good quality SEC teams. I mean, they overcame the fired coaching bump with Florida. Now, I don't know. I need to talk to PJ Glasser about this. He's like the master, the PhD in the fired coaching bump. I don't know how it works when you fire a coach and then have a bye. It does feel like the bump maybe comes down a little bit there, but they overcame the fired coaching bump. They took down Florida after they fired Billy Napier. So I think this Georgia team is really, really good. I think Stockton is, he's a lot better than I thought he was, but they're a team that with Kirby Smart coaching the way that he does, they're never out of games. And that is a terrifying, terrifying reality for a lot of teams in the SEC. So hopefully when Texas does play them, they take what kind of went sideways at the end of the game in the fourth quarter with his Vanderbilt win, and they can maximize on how do we not do that to Georgia or not allow Georgia an opportunity to come back.
Yeah, good luck with that, because it feels like Georgia is the most resilient team in college football. And so if it comes down to the final 2 minutes between Georgia and Texas, like, who's your money on? My Georgia. Money would still be on Georgia, the team that feels like they have done it several times already this season. All right, coming up next here on the show, we'll continue talking some football, and this time it'll be Monday Night Football, our best bets in Cardinals and Cowboys after the break on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On a Monday, it's November 3rd here on The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day in for Jenks today. And I was thinking, coming out of the weekend, this has to be one of the toughest Mondays for people to come back from. Because it was Halloween weekend. And I feel like it's always tough coming from a holiday to back to the grind. and the corporate headaches of working sometimes, that sometimes Monday can feel like a ton of bricks. I will say that we have a little bit of a softer pillow to land on since we do have Monday Night Football, and we'll get to our bets in a second. But Den, is it harder for you to lock in for work on Mondays when you have something fun over the weekend?
Definitely. Now, I don't celebrate Halloween the way that you do because I don't have children, but my wife and I did hand out candy. Here's the thing, though. We look kind of creepy, so follow me here. We live in an apartment, but the apartment is in a neighborhood filled with townhomes. And these townhomes in this part of the country are not cheap. So it's like some pretty high-end townhomes. But we wanted to hand out candy, right? I like handing out candy. My wife likes handing out candy. Worst case, like, we'll be out there for like 45 minutes. It doesn't really matter. We just didn't know where to stand because they're not trick-or-treating in the apartment. You know, they're trick-or-treating in the neighborhood. So we found what was, there's like houses, a street, and then in the middle, there's like a park bench, like a median, if you will, and then more houses. So we decided we're just going to sit here right in this little median area, right in front of a bench. We'll have the bag of candy out, and we will just explain to parents as they walk by, hi, we have candy. We don't have a house here, but we have some candy. So we did that, but we got a lot of confused looks for the first like 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, people kind of understood. They got what was going on. But the first 20 minutes, we got some weird looks from members of our community as we're just trying to be good citizens.
Ah, I can see where the confusion would set in because, like, if I'm a parent and you're like, hey, we don't live here, but we want to pass out candy, it's like, are these people homeless? It's like, maybe we should be giving them food. Do your SNAP benefits end this month? Should we be giving you some ramen noodles? But I understand where you would want to hand out candy. And I do feel like this is one thing I miss out on because we are out trick-or-treating. So we have to leave a bowl of candy on our front steps because I am taking my daughter trick-or-treating. And I kind of miss that. Like, I like answering the door. I like seeing all the costumes. And it's just one of those, like, social, like, community aspects that also has, like, some nostalgia in it. Because nothing is, like, in person anymore. Like, right. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you have to watch everything through social media. It's nice to have, like, normal social interactions with people that you normally don't see. And it just feels like there is such an easy way to do it on Halloween. Like, for me, it was fun to walk around the neighborhood and, like, see other people out. Like, people who live in our neighborhood that I never see because, like, people don't just, like, stand in their yard. You know, some people do yard work, but it's just an easy way to get to know your neighbors, your community that I feel like is kind of lost in this day and age.
A lot of K-pop demon hunters. I don't know what that means, but a lot of those costumes. Not a lot of Batman. I was really upset about that. I didn't see a single Batman. I was like, I told my wife before we walked out, I was like, if anyone is Batman and Robin, they're getting this entire bag. And I didn't see a Batman, I didn't see a Robin, I didn't see a Joker, a couple Spider-Man, Spider-Woman in there, Spider-Gwen, if you want to be technical, but a lot of K-pop demon hunters. I don't know what that is.
Well, it was, I think, probably the hottest movie on Netflix this past year, and it was really popular for kids. So it's like these K-pop, I think it's like a K-pop girl group that doubles as demon hunters. I have not seen it, but like
Hannah Montana?
The girls who are like... Similar. But if Hannah Montana was slaying demons.
Like she went to school, right? That counts for something. No, I get that. I saw someone with like a scythe, and I thought it was a hockey stick. I was like, why are they carrying the hockey stick the wrong way? My wife was like, no, it's from K-pop Demon Hunters. And I was like,
ah.
Okay.
See, I haven't seen it either, so I do feel like a little out of the loop, but I can at least like recognize it because like so many people have the same costume. You're like, oh, it's the same one because she's got the purple hair. You know, they all have that purple like mohawk, so that was a very popular costume. But then you know what you should do? Next year, you dress up as Batman and you be the hero that this city needs.
I need to, honestly. Next year, I think I will. I was going to be a dinosaur thing, but then I didn't have batteries for the inflatable. So I was going to be standing with a dinosaur lower half like I was riding a little dinosaur.
Dinosaur on Ozempic. There you go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Could have been. All right, let's get to Monday Night Football because we do have some bets that we want to lay out on the table. All right, so we have the Cardinals and the Cowboys squaring off in Dallas. Cowboys home favorites here, 3-point favorites, 3.5-point home favorites, depending on where you shop. A total of 54 in this one. And I think that's where I first started in this one, because if you've been following the Cowboys, my goodness, have these totals been inflated. So here are the totals of their last five games for the Cowboys. 80, that 40-40 overtime tie against the Packers. 59, 57, 66, and 68. So I understand that 54 seems high, but it feels like they can't make these totals high enough when it comes to the Cowboys and their god-awful defense. Should be noted that we get Jacoby Brissett starting at quarterback for the Cardinals. Kyler Murray is officially listed as questionable. They said that he might have a role in some capacity, which makes me wonder if he's even hurt or if they're just like, hey, you haven't been very good. But let me ask you this. Do you trust Jacoby Brissett enough to play this total over? Do you say, I don't know about that? But like, if there's ever a get right spot for any quarterback, it's going against this Cowboys defense.
I actually do. I like Jacoby Brissett. I think he's is a perfect backup quarterback in the sense that you can get, I would say, two good games from him in a season. Maybe a little bit more, but like two really good games from him. So I do like Jacoby Brissett in this type of instance. And it's also worth pointing out, I think generally speaking, the public thinks, oh, well, you know, we don't see massive overs on primetime games, right? Because it's been so ingrained into our head that primetime, when the lights are brightest, the offense is more at a premium. Well, that 40-40 tie was on Sunday Night Football, which is telling us that Dallas can put up these sorts of numbers at 1 p.m., at 4 p.m., or at 8 p.m. at night on a Monday night game, on a Sunday night game. So I actually do like this over because I don't think that Arizona is particularly great on defense. They're 2-5. They've lost five in a row. So they're showing us that on a regular basis. And they're allowing teams to put up a lot of points on them. Green Bay, who just scored 13 points against the Panthers, hung 27 on them. The Colts hung 31 on them. Your Titans put 22 up on them. If the Titans can put up 22 on this Cardinal defense, how are they going to stop George Pickens and or CeeDee Lamb? Honestly, Chelsea, the hardest handicap of this game is which Cowboy receiver is going to be the one that blows the doors off of the defense. It feels like you're flipping a coin every single week and deciding between CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens.
Right. Well, George Pickens, it feels to me, has more of the like longest reception type catches, but CeeDee Lamb gets more of the target. So like, I go with the guys that have the more targets and are more dependable and their floor feels higher. But honestly, with a total of 54, you could go with probably either. And they're all probably going to get their props. I think it's going to be a great game for props. And I think I wanted to mention this as well, because I know you look at the Cowboys offense last week and you say, well, they only scored 24 points. That was probably one of the toughest matchups for a Cowboys offense that we'll see all season. Because we know the Broncos are one of the best scoring defenses in the league and one of the toughest secondaries. I know Pat Surtain has been out, but still, this is not a secondary that's easy to score on. So you go from that type of game, which still hit the over, to a game against the Cardinals, who will be a much softer matchup for this Cowboys offense. That even going into that Broncos game, like my hypothesis was this Cowboys offense is good enough to at least backdoor cover this game in a teaser. Wasn't the case, but I do think the Cowboys can still score a bunch of points in this one. I know the people are probably clamoring for a side in this game, but when it comes to a total of 54 points and a spread that's sitting in a field goal, that's not a game that I want to pick. Like, if the odds makers are saying, hey, this is a very tight field goal game, when it's going to be a back and forth type of possession game, I don't want to bet on that. It feels like a coin flip.
It does. I would say if you can find a decent price at Dallas 2.5, that would be something I would be intrigued with, because if it is going to be back and forth, at the very least, they have an automatic kicker in Brandon Aubrey. So I feel comfortable with him, but I would need to play that down. It's certainly not if it's 3.5. If it's 3.5, you put yourself in a world of trouble. So I need to play that down a little bit, which would then be giving up some money. Like, I'd have to pay for those odds. But that would be the only way that I would pick a side in this one, because you're right. This is going to be I don't feel like it's going to be like a 21-20 kind of matchup here. If this total is set what it is and the line is as short as it is, there's going to be a whole lot of offense. So maybe you look into something with like Dallas 2.5 and then play that over in some sort of parlay. I'm looking at a prop parlay. I know I'm a big prop guy. I think we've talked about this before. I'm a big prop guy. Because you brought up the potential of both CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens having great games. At BetMGM, I can get both guys to have over 75 yards receiving in a parlay at plus 250. I might have to be in on that one. Because you're right, it takes like three catches.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is for George Pickens is that the number is lower for George Pickens. So his line is set at 62.5. CeeDee Lamb is 82.5. But CeeDee Lamb, we know, has had multiple games over the century mark, and he always has the targets. Like, that's who I'm looking for. And if I might suggest another leg to your player prop parlay, maybe consider Trey McBride. Because I think a good handicapping angle for when you have a different starting quarterback is you see, who does this quarterback like throwing to? Because sometimes it can skew the stats. Because a lot of these numbers are based on season averages, but when you're talking about like only a two-game sample size for Jacoby Brissett, you say, okay, yeah, but he likes throwing to this guy. So maybe some of these stats will be skewed in a different direction. So he likes throwing to Trey McBride. We've seen it over the past two games. Trey McBride has had 13 and 11 targets going for 74 and 72 yards. So you look at his number, it's 70.5. You could also do receptions, because that's the thing. Like, clearly he's only been hitting those numbers, like, barely. If the number was 70.5, he'd be getting it by, you know, a yard and a half and 2.5 yards. But if you do receptions, 6.5, it's a little juicy at minus 148. But I do think he's going to continue to be the guy. I understand he's a tight end, but the Cowboys are still giving up a ton of receiving yards. So it's one of those defenses that it feels like they are very susceptible to just about anything. I know schematically it can be a little different defending tight ends and defending receivers, but it's just the target share is there for me. So Trey McBride looks like another good piece if you're looking for like some alt yards. I think he would be a good addition as well.
I wish we could alt line that reception line, because I would very gladly go in on like a 7.5 at a better number for us as the gambler. You know, like, you look at Brissett in his last two games against the Colts and the Packers, he's thrown 80 times between those two games. Yeah. So like, they're really dropping him back. They have a lot of issues, Arizona does, running the football, thanks largely to the fact that they're down a lot. So they're playing from behind and you're not running the ball late in games. So I wish we could get an alt line on that reception, because I would, even if I just put, you know, Trey McBride 6.5 receptions into that, you know, receiving parlay, it goes to plus 475. So maybe that's what I end up doing tonight. You know, I got to keep my perfect record on the show, so this is very, very important for me. But I just wish I could get a better number, because I do feel like 6.5 feels like a good line, but I want more, because I want less. I want better odds than minus 150. I don't love it when books give us a prop like this where there's no alternate, but the number they're giving is super juicy. Like, I don't love that.
Ah, well, I got you, King. This is available at some other shops, and you can get 8+ for plus 120, 9+ for plus 204. So I know that's getting into the territory of like, okay, he's not CeeDee Lamb, but still, maybe if you're looking for some plus money on the card, that would be a good play if you don't want to lay the juice there. You could also do this for CeeDee Lamb. The fact that CeeDee Lamb is 8+ receptions for plus 148, that feels within the realm of possibility. Because here's the thing, like, everybody knows that CeeDee Lamb is coming. Like, that's kind of the sabotage factor I have for like Trey McBride, is that, okay, you have a couple good games, the defense can be like, hey, maybe we need to do something about Trey McBride. People do this with CeeDee Lamb and he still has like massive games. So I feel like that number is very gettable for CeeDee Lamb, and the fact that he has had the target share with Dak Prescott. So any way you slice it, I think he's a receptions guy. For George Pickens, I don't feel like that is the better of the two bets, because like I said, George Pickens is fully capable of hauling in like a 42-yard catch. So I think for Pickens, you go yards, but I think you could probably make a great case for CeeDee Lamb when it comes to catches.
Yeah, Pickens, I could very easily see, you know, three catches for 83 yards. And you're like, exactly. Wow, that receptions prop is just, you know, torched, but that longest reception is there, especially since CeeDee Lamb has gotten back. Although he did catch 7 passes against the Denver Broncos.
That was also a super negative game script, which I don't know if it's going to be the case tonight, but I do think it's a back and forth affair. All right, coming up next, we saw some chaos in the NFL. I hope your survivor picks were safe. Mine were not. We'll talk about it next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Rise and shine, people. We have a lot to talk about, not just the weekend that was in the NFL, as we'll get to some of the biggest upsets, and of course, the big game between the Chiefs and the Bills, but some breaking news in the NFL, according to Adam Schefter. The Dolphins are trading edge rusher Jalen Phillips to the Eagles in exchange for a 2026 third-round pick. Howie Roseman has been on it over the past few weeks. He is now traded for Jair Alexander, Michael Carter, and now Jalen Phillips, who is a former first-round pick. So when you see this, I feel like this is the same feeling I got when the Patriots used to be at their peak, when they would trade for somebody. No matter how down in the dumps this player was, you said, oh, this team got fleeced, and this player is going to go to this team and be absolutely amazing. Denton, do you have this feeling about the Eagles right now?
Howie Roseman does it again. He's the only, it feels like he is playing chess and everybody's playing checkers with the trade deadline. I mean, he made this move at like 7:30 a.m. Who's awake in the NFL at 7:30 a.m.? Well, apparently Howie Roseman, he is immaculate with the way that he makes these sorts of decisions. I don't know if any of these players are going to be massively beneficial for Philadelphia in terms of them looking to repeat and win a Super Bowl, but it's not going to stun you if they are, will it? Like, let's just say we're, you know, months down the road here, divisional game. They got to have a big sack on a third down. And who is up? Jalen Phillips, the guy they traded for at the trade deadline. Maybe they need a big pass deflection. I'm not going to say interception because Jaire Alexander's had a tough year. But a big pass deflection. Jaire Alexander makes a big pass deflection. He's immaculate with his decision making. I don't know how they have so many picks at this point. Like, it feels like they're just operating at a level that's so far above everybody else. He is really, like, he needs to have an award named after him at this point, honestly.
Well, listen, like, he won the Super Bowl last year. So, like, it is coming to fruition. It's not like his trophy case is empty. But it just feels like one of those things where, to me, it's not good enough to be one of the best teams in the NFL. You have to keep adding pieces. And if you're not adding pieces and trying to actively get better with some of these in-season trades, you're going to be left for wanting, it feels like, in the postseason. So I do think the Eagles have done a great job of staying aggressive and looking for those players, no matter what, you know, you can look at the roster and be like, well, we won a Super Bowl last year. Isn't that enough? No, it's not enough. I feel like in the NFL, you got to keep shuffling the deck and you got to keep looking for more.
And he's so good at that. I mean, so good at that. And the nice thing is that, like, they still have their core group of guys. So it's not like they're releasing. They're not moving anyone. Although a part of me has thought that maybe A.J. Brown, this will be his last year in Philadelphia because tensions are high. But they're not moving off of him now. So they have their core group of guys, and they're just using the draft to draft well. Like, Cooper DeJean's been good. Quinion Mitchell's been really good. But now they're using late-round picks or mid-round picks to supplement. Like, I don't know if you're going to get in the third round a better edge guy than Jalen Phillips. Like, I'm not guaranteed of that. So you give up a third round pick for a guy that you feel like is going to help you now in your quest to repeat. It's brilliance. He truly is a master at work.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I've been on the other end of this. I remember very vividly when the Titans traded away A.J. Brown. And they all told us, oh, well, we have this guy named Treylon Burks, who is the next A.J. Brown. Narrator says this. Treylon Burks was not the next A.J. Brown. In fact, I'm pretty sure he's not even in the NFL right now. Maybe
he's
on the practice squad with you guys.
No, he got blown up on a block last night on a screenplay. Just completely torched. Didn't stand a chance. Didn't plant the legs. Nothing.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, it would be one thing if the Titans had a great history of, like, turning these picks into something. But we don't draft well. So, like, let's not trade away homegrown superstars for these picks when we can't even do anything with them. So, like, I know that's a sidebar, but still, it's been very heartbreaking to watch A.J. Brown, you know, hauling these big passes. And I understand some people look at, like, the quote-unquote diva behavior and they're like, well, this is why it didn't work out in Tennessee. We still needed him. Like, we didn't have anybody. Ryan Tannehill didn't have anybody throw to after that. So we could have put up with it. And listen, if A.J., you want to read a book on the sideline, we'll get you 15 targets a game. We don't care. If you want to come back to Tennessee, welcome back, brother.
Yeah, here's $30 million. We'll get you a library card, and you'll get 15 catches a game. Have some fun.
Right? So we would be overjoyed to have him back, but it is not the case, and it's the Eagles who continue to make big moves. All right, over the weekend, the big game that I thought was Sunday Night Football when I looked outside and it was pitch black, I was like, this is a great Sunday Night Football matchup. But instead, it was the 3:25 game, was the Chiefs and the Bills. And I'm not going to say that it necessarily lived up to the hype because I did think that we would see more from Patrick Mahomes and company, but this game was close. Down the stretch, you thought the Chiefs might make a run at it, but instead it is the Bills who get the best of the Chiefs once again in the regular season. So, Den, was there anything that surprised you in this game? Like, I think for me it was the Bills' defense. Bills' defense looked all right. Like, my one question mark about the Bills was, okay, is this a championship-level defense? I've never had questions about Josh Allen, but I thought the defense had some really good spots here.
I mean, Allen was locked in. You know, he was excellent in this one. But, like, three incompletions is crazy. I thought his efficiency with the level of disparity in, you know, weapons on the outside. That was what was surprising to me, because you're right, this Bills defense played a Kansas City offense that had been decimating opponents fantastically. You know, since Rashee Rice got back, he's been really excellent. Obviously, we know what Travis Kelce is in these sorts of big moments, and you see these guys put up numbers. Hollywood Brown had 73 yards, although 40 of those came on that big play in the fourth quarter with Mahomes. But it felt like they had them in a blender. They being the Bills had the Chiefs in a blender for the entirety of the game. I thought this was, in a big-time matchup, this was as bad as we've seen Mahomes. 15 of 34, an interception, no touchdowns. He got thoroughly outplayed by Josh Allen. And the immediate pushback as well, it's the regular season, who cares? Look, we'll get to the playoffs when the playoffs come. But for what happened on Sunday, the Bills are a much better team than Kansas City is right now. They run the football substantially better. James Cook was awesome. They throw the football substantially better, despite the fact that they have, I mean, could you even name the top three Bills wide receivers without looking? I don't think most people could. Like, Keon Coleman's funny.
All tight ends.
It's all tight ends. Like, it's Dalton Kincaid and I think Dawson Knox. But that's who Josh Allen is throwing to, and you can't stop it. And for a Chiefs defense that has, over the past couple years, been, you know, really good at stifling offenses, they didn't really have an answer for Buffalo. Now, I will say, I know Josh Allen was furious when that kick missed with 9 seconds left. I know he's sitting there on the sideline like, God, do not create another way for this dude to embarrass me. We've seen the 27 seconds where no timeouts, they just marched down the field, 27-31 or whatever it was. They just marched down the field. I know he's sitting there like, not again. Not again. Time, I mean, honestly, in like 30 years, because it was never fun when Brady was there. For the first time in like 30 years, this is a fun division in football again.
Oh, absolutely. And it's almost more fun because the bottom half is an absolute train wreck. So, like, it's entertaining from both angles, in my opinion. But what's wild to me about the Chiefs is that Patrick Mahomes can look like garbage for like a good portion of the game. And then they'll complete a 4th-and-19? And you're like, Okay, that's why the Chiefs stick around. Because they have the ability to make some of these wild plays that even when Patrick Mahomes does not look his best, like, the Chiefs hang around. Like, they didn't play a good game, like you said, and this game was still, you know, decided in the fourth quarter. So I think that's the scary part about the Chiefs is that, like, last year, for most of the season, they didn't look like a great team either, but yet they ended up in the Super Bowl. So it's one of those things when it comes to the playoffs, when it is a one-game sample size, this is the scary part about the Chiefs. They are able to win games even when they're not at their best.
I think Patrick Mahomes inadvertently just torpedoed any shot of the 4th-and-15 onside kick thing, because that 4th-and-17 was about as basic as it comes.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to take a 20-step drop. He literally just got the ball and he just ran straight backwards to give himself all the time in the world and give his receivers time to get open. So all this conversation about just eliminate the onside kick and give him 4th-and-15s, when you have a guy that can do that on a 4th-and-17, that's unfair. Because not everybody can do that, right? There's a very elite class of guys that can do that, but he may have just torpedoed that whole thing because that looked like easy to him. If I didn't know that was a 4th-and-17, that's just like a routine play that he just did. And it was insane. And how did they lose Rashee Rice on that? Like, if there's one guy that I'm going to make sure I'm covering, it's Rashee Rice.
I will say it's very frustrating going from watching my Titans offense to these offenses where you're like, wow, we would never make a play like that in a million years. But correct me if I'm wrong, because I do think that I am looking at this through the perspective of somebody who had a bet on Patrick Mahomes to run the football more. He ran the ball once for 5 yards. Mm-hmm. I feel like Patrick Mahomes is a good runner, and there were times in this game where I feel like he should have just gone for it. And this is what has made him dangerous over his career, is that he is a dual threat. Do you think Patrick Mahomes should have ran the ball more, or is this just me being mad about my bet?
It might be you being mad about your bet. I think that was another real massive thing that the Bills did defensively. They completely eliminated that. They said, you're not going to run.
Yeah.
You're going to have to beat us with your arm, which is crazy to be like, hey, beat us with your arm, Patrick Mahomes. Like, okay. But they did a really good job of playing stout defense and eliminating his legs and then making it really difficult with his arm because they can't run with anybody else. I mean, Kareem Hunt had an okay day, but they're just not committed to the run. And why would you be? You have the best quarterback of a generation. Like, I'm not giving the running back the ball 30 times, but they need to be better with the way that they pick and choose their spots to run. People are starting to realize that Mahomes is going to make some YOLO plays, and some of them are like really, really YOLO. It works a lot of the times, but there are also some times where it misses. And if it misses in big games, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage.
Right, and if you can get some pressure on Patrick Mahomes as well, is that we will see him take some of those 20-step dropbacks, and they don't always convert. Like, sometimes he will go for negative 15 yards rushing in the Super Bowl. We've seen that before, because I have bet on his rushing prop in the Super Bowl before, and I've watched him continually go for negative yards. That's not fun either. All right, coming up next, it's hour three of the show, and we'll start off with our biggest takeaways from Sunday Night Football. It's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.